Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And as always, it is a what? It is a great word this morning. Whew. God gets the glory. God gets the glory. And the question that God gave me this morning is your light shining? Is your light shining, family? Are you allowing the Lord to get the glory? Are you standing up for what's yours? Are you moving forward in the love that only God can give? What are you doing with your light? Is your light covering up? Or is your light putting a light on darkness to say to darkness, not today, not today, not today, Satan. I'm letting light shine on everything, that when anybody sees me, they see the light of Jesus in me. They see the peace. They see the joy. They see the love of God. Hallelujah. Are you allowing the light, which is Jesus, shine through you today? It's just a question. Am I allowing my light to shine, or am I allowing the enemy to knock me off my square? Because that's what he likes to do. He likes to get us all upset and mad at somebody, and I don't like them, and I ain't speaking to them, and I'm, nope, I don't want nothing to do with that person. You know, that's what the enemy likes to do. He likes you to bury your light under a bushel. He likes for you not to understand that you are a child of God and that your light must shine, because your light is shining and showing darkness. You know, we got to understand that this little light of mine is the little kids like to sing. And I'm sorry, I love that song. I loved it as a kid, and I love it when the children's choir comes through with it. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And we got to let our light shine as adults as well. We got to let our little light shine too. So many times in our life, the enemy comes in and puts darkness in our eyes so that we can't see past the front of our hand. We walk in darkness, and that's what he wants us to walk in darkness. He wants us to walk in hatred. He wants us not to ask for our stuff back. He wants us to forget the promises of God. He wants us to think that God is not with us, when God has already told us in his word that he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. In our word today, you know, Caleb gets his inheritance 45 years after the promise. We get upset if we got to wait 2 minutes for an answered prayer when God doesn't answer our prayer right away. Well, Lord, you know I said I needed such and such, and, well, you didn't give it to me. And I had to struggle, and I had to this, and I had to that. Well, God, you said. Did you understand that it might be that you didn't get the blessings when you got it, when you were wanting it, because it wasn't time? Did you stop and think that you might not have been able to handle the blessing at that time? That God had to give you a test, and maybe you didn't pass it. Maybe you didn't pass the test. And that's why you didn't get what you were asking for. And so what you allow is the enemy to come in and put darkness in your heart and harden your heart against God. Take your light away. Well, he didn't give you what you asked for. The devil is a lie. And you got to start calling him out on it. The devil is a lie, and there's no truth in his old self. Yes, he is powerful. Yes, can snap his fingers and take everything. We all know the story of Job and what he did to Job. But understand, he was only able to do anything because God allowed it. And yes, horrible things happened that God allowed. But understand that it all makes us stronger, and it makes us all depend on God more. It lets our light shine. It lets our light shine. So don't get upset and don't get discouraged if what you've been asking for hasn't happened yet. Just let your light shine, and God will eventually give you the desire of your heart, as long as it's not something that will hurt you, but something that will lift you up and help your light to shine better and more. Father God in heaven, we thank you for this word this morning. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for everything that you do, God. For you have never left us. You have never forsaken us. You have never left us out in the cold, God. Even when we are at our lowest, God, you send your angel. You send help. You send hope. Lord God, all I can say is thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for Jesus, God. Thank you for the Savior who came and gave his life for us. Did he have to? No, he could have stayed right where he was, on the right hand of you, Father God. But he said, I'll go. I'll go and save your people. I'll go and take their sins to the cross. I'll go because that's my assignment, people. Will you go? Will I go? Father, I don't know. I don't know if I could go and give my life for others. But I say, Lord God, I thank you that you allow my light to shine. I thank you for the Savior. And Lord, if I am to go, then you give us strength. Give me strength. Give all of us strength that you send out. Where you send us that we go, Lord, give us strength to do our assignment. Even when haters talk about us, even when we get tired and weary, Lord, you carry us. Father God, I thank you for this week to remember the Savior, this week to remember his sacrifice, this week to know that he loves all of us enough to come and to die and to live for us. Father God, we ask forgiveness for anything that any of us may have done, God. I'm praying for all of us today. And I pray for myself, Lord, if there's anything I've said, anything I've done to take away from your divine love, forgive me, God. Please forgive me. Forgive my laughter at someone else's expense. Take away any drama that may try to come at my door. But Lord God, I am yours and you are mine. And Lord, I pray today for the people of Ukraine, especially those of African descent, that we're not allowed to leave the country because of racism and bigotry. Even in war, there's still those that don't have a heart. They still allow prejudice to take control of what's right. So, Father, I pray for the refugees that are stuck in Ukraine because they couldn't get out, because the guard wouldn't let them. So, Father, I pray for all those that are in war-torn countries around this world, not just Ukraine, but around this world. Lord God, we pray for souls to be saved and that for your word to lift up, to guide, to help, and to give encouragement, God. For you are in charge of everything. You see it all. You know it all. And you are with us through it all. Father God, I ask you to please increase as I decrease this morning. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, Father, be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I lift up this word today, asking you, God, to show us and light the way, that your light will shine on what we need to see. In Jesus' name, we begin. Father God, I say thank you. And as every day I wake up, Father God, I'm thankful. I'm grateful. And I know that I'm blessed to be your daughter, to be your child, to do my assignment for you, God, to teach and preach and read your word, that those that hear it can meditate on it day and night and not forget who their Father is. And it is you, God. And all I can say is thank you. I praise you. I lift up the name of Jesus this morning, believing and trusting that all is well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Giving God honor, glory, and hallelujah praise this morning on this 13th day of April. And all I can say is 5 days, y'all, if you haven't got your taxes done. You got 5 days. God's given us grace. Hallelujah. Because the Lord knows that some of us need a little help. Hallelujah. I'm still working on those things. And I tell you this, it is hard to do your taxes yourself. But I learned that I know my business better than I can tell anybody else. Even though I've had to pay, God has decreased the how much as time has gone on. Anybody, do what you're supposed to do. Give to charity. Give because not because of the tax break. Give because it's just the right thing to do. You know, pay your tithes, not for the tax break, but just because it's the right thing to do. Do what you're supposed to do and watch God work in your life. So I'm just thankful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful because I know in my heart of hearts that I am blessed beyond measure to be a child of God. So get your Bible, family. Get your Bible, because this is really Bible study. You know, you have that person on the other end called me who has that major in communications and think I'm supposed to talk. But we need to read, right? So I need to I'm asking again, for the month of May, I will need readers. Because I will be going on vacation, but I don't want to stop doing the blog because I've found that it's important to do it. And we have assignments each. So I am looking for readers for this blog for some time, a week in May, as well as a week in June, and we'll come. So let's get in the word. I am in. Y'all know it. Y'all got my heart is a fluttering. The book of Joshua. And I like to say the most awesome man in the Bible. I have a crush on Joshua. I love me some Joshua. He is, you know, if I was ever an armor bearer, I want to be a Joshua armor bearer. I want to be that armor bearer that's right there. Whatever is needed, I'm there. Because that's the kind of armor bearer I want to be if I ever was one. I would want to be a Joshua armor bearer. I want to have that I got my sword in my hand. If anybody's coming near, they got hurt or harm in their eyes from a pastor. Just like he had for Moses, he did not play. Joshua would cut you down. Mess with Moses. When they came off that mountain, Joshua had his sword in hand because he thought it was a fight going on, and he was ready. All there was a party going on over a golden calf. But Joshua was awesome. He did his assignment for God. He was there in the wilderness. Think this through. If it was 45 years for Caleb, it was 45 years for Joshua. Because they was together. They were together. They were the two that stood up to the team and said, we can do this thing if God is with us. And instead, they wound up 40 years in the wilderness because of him. And all of their ancestors passed on in the wilderness. All their generations passed on in the wilderness except for them. That's right. All your friends and your peers, you see them die. And the only ones left are you and those that were too young to be in the mess. Wow. Caleb let his light shine. Joshua let his light shine. And they were both rewarded for their service to God. And as you let your light shine, you will too. So let's get into this awesome word this morning. So this was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. The border of Edom and the wilderness of Zin, southward was southern border, boundaries. And their southern boundary began, their southern border began at the shore of the Salt Sea, from the bay that faces southward. Then it went out to the southern side of Aksin and Ekrabim, passed along to Zin, ascended on the south side of Kadesh Barnea, passed along to Hezron, went up to Adir, went around to Karakai. From there it passed toward Asmon and went out to the brook of Egypt, and the border ended at the sea. This shall be your southern border. The eastern border was the Salt Sea as far as the mouth of the Jordan. And the border on the southern quarter began at the bay of the sea at the mouth of Jordan. The border went up to Beth Hagla and passed north of Beth Araba. And the border went up to the stone at Bohan, the son of Reuben. Then the border went up towards Debir from the valley of Acre, and it turned toward northward toward Gilgal, which is before the accent of Adam, which is on the south side of the valley. The border continued toward the water of En Shemesh and ended at En Rogel. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom to the southern slope of the Jebusite city, which is Jerusalem. The border went up to the top of the mountain that lies before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim. Northward then, the border went around from the top of the hill to the fountain of the water of Daphatah, and extended to the cities of Mount Ephron, and the border went around to Bala, which is Kirjath Jearim. Then the border was from Bala to Mount Seir, passed along the side of Mount Jearim on the north, which is Chalcedon, and went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. At the border went up, and the border went up to the side of Ekron northward. Then the border went around to Shekron, passed along to Mount Bala, and extended to Jabneel, and the border ended at the sea. The west border was the coastline of the Great Sea. This is the boundary of the children of Judah all around according to their family. Now, to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a share among the children of Judah according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, namely Karjath Arba, which is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak from there, Shishai, Ahaman, Talmai, and the children of Anak, and Talmai, the children of Anak. Then he went up from there. The inhabitants of Debir, formerly the name Debir, was Karjath Shaphar. And Caleb said, he who attacks Karjath Shaphar and takes it, to him I will give Aksha, my daughter, as wife. So Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Aksha, his daughter, as wife. Now it was so, when she came to him, that she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. So she dismounted from her donkey. And Caleb said to her, what do you wish? She answered, give me a blessing, since you have given me land in the south. Give me also springs of water. So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families. Caleb let his light shine. He said, I'll give you my daughter if you can take this city. And he did exactly what he said he would do. And not only that, but he gave his daughter land of her own and water. This girl was not playing. She was just like her daddy. She asked for what she wanted and got it. We got to ask our daddy for what we want, because we will get it, because he loves us like that. And I love this life profile, this life example. Caleb, a profile in boldness. I like to say a profile in light. When 10 Hebrew spies warned their countrymen to steer clear of Canaan, only two others, Joshua and Caleb, urged them to advance with God. The name Caleb can mean bold, impetuous, and Joshua's friends certainly had boldness. He let his light shine. Caleb had a faith so full that even the fearsome giants living on Hebron did not dare him. He believed the Lord when few others did. He claimed the promises of God and did not allow four harsh decades in the wilderness to erode his belief. He had wanted to take possession of Canaan 45 years earlier, and he hadn't changed his mind. Truly, Caleb was all heart, for he obeyed the Spirit of God. All of us would do well to follow suit. First, let's make sure we have a full faith, and that's that light in you. And then a surrendered heart. Hallelujah. Only then can we face the foreboding giants before us. There will be giants. But when you shine your light on them, when you shine the faith that comes from God, he will diminish them down to the size of an ant. We got to understand that God fights for us against our giants. He fights beside us. He fights with us. He makes us bigger and stronger because we allow his light to shine out of us. Hallelujah. Do you have faith today to slay your giant? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as we continue in verse 21 of Joshua chapter 15, the cities of at the limits of the tribe of the children of Judah, toward the border of Edom in the south, were Kabzel, Edo, Jaguar, Kenar, Namona, Adaya, Kedesh, Hazar, Ethanan, Zephtelim, Selah, Hazar, Hadath, Kirat, Hezron, which is Hazar, Amman, Shema, Molada, Hazar, Gada, Hashmon, Beth Palet, Hazar, Shul, Beersheba, Bejara, Bela, Ayim, Izin, Etalat, Kezel, Orman, Ziklag, Madamana, Sana, Sanaya, Lebah, Shoham, Ain, Ramon, all the cities are 29 with their villages. And I will tell you right now, don't hate because some of these names I am probably not pronouncing right for my theologian brothers and sisters. Forgive me. And it goes on to say, in the lowland, Eshtor, Zora, Ashna, Zanoah, in Ginnin, Taptua, Enum, Jarmuth, Adalam, Sekha, Azika, Sharam, Adepsin, Gaderam, and Gaderathim. 14 cities with their villages, Zenon, Hadassah, Migdal, Gad, Delin, Mizpah, Jakir, Lachish, Bashkot, Eglon, Tabon, Lathmas, Kilish, Gidorah, Dagon, Nana, Nicodah, 16 cities and their villages, Labna, Ethan, Ashnot, Jephthah, Ashnot, Nezim, Kilam, Agrib, Mirahash, Mirshad, Shai. 9 cities with their villages, Akron with its towns and villages from Akron to the sea, all that is near Ashdod with their villages, Ashdod with its towns and the villages, Gaza and its towns and villages, as far as the brook of Egypt and the great sea and its coastline. And in the mountain country, Shemer, Geter, Sekhar, Dena, Kerjah, Dena, which is the beer, Anab, Eshtemon, Enim, Goshen, Holon, Gilal, 11 cities in their villages, Arab, Duma, Eshemi, Janun, Beth-Tapin, Africa, Afakot, Kerjoth, Arba, which is Hebron, Zior, 9 cities with their villages, Maon, Carmel, Zeph, Jephthah, Jezreel, Jakbim, Zenoah, Cain, Geba, Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Hahor, Bezor, Gidor, Arath, Beth-Anath, El-Takan, 6 cities with their villages, Karjaz Baal, which is Karjaz Jerim, Rabba, 2 cities and their villages, in the wilderness, Beth-Araba, Medin, Zekot, Sekhata, Nefshon, city of salt in Gadi, 6 cities with their villages. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem to this day. And just a life lesson from chapter 15. Since you have given me land in the south, give me also springs of water. It is no surprise that a courageous man of faith, Caleb, would raise a bold daughter like Asher. Genuine fear of God is more caught than taught, especially in families. Can I say that again? And I thank you guys, the family, for this word. Genuine fear of God is more caught than taught, especially in families. Have you thrown out fear of God? Have you thrown out love of God? Have you thrown out your beautiful light by those that are around you, which are your family? Joshua 15:63. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out. The Jebusite city of Jerusalem did not fall to the Israelites until the time of David. In 2 Samuel 5:67, sometimes God waits to fulfill his promises, but he always keeps his word in the end. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for a God that keeps his word always. We are blessed beyond measure to be children of the Most High God. He loves us more than anything. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. What a word this morning. Joshua chapter 16. The lot fell to the children of Joseph from the Jordan by Jericho to the waters of Jericho on the east, to the wilderness that goes up from Jericho through the mountains of Bethel, then went out from Bethel to Luz, passed along to the border of the Archite and Atharite, and went down westward to the border of the Japhelites, the boundary of Lower Bethel, Ram, and Giza, and it ended at the sea. So the children of Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim took their inheritance. The border of the children of Ephraim, according to their families, was such. The border of their inheritance on the east side was Atharite, Adar, as far as Upper Bethel, Ram. And the border went out toward the sea on the north side of Mechmathan. Then the border went around eastward to Tanith Shiloh and passed by it on the east of Janoah. And then it went down from Janoah, Nohaya, to Atharoth and Merah, reached to Jericho and came out at the Jordan. The border went out from Tapu westward to the brook of Kenai, and it ended at the sea. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, according to their families. The separate cities for the children of Ephraim were among the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages, and they did not drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer. But the Canaanites dwell among the Ephraimites to this day and have become forced labor. As we get into our psalm, to the chief musician, and this is Psalm 45, the 45th Psalm, verses 1 through 5. It says, to the chief musician, sent to the lilies of contemplation of the sons of Korah, a song of love. My heart is overflowing with a good thing. I recite my composition concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty. And in your majesty ride prosperously because of truth, humility, and righteousness. And your right hand shall teach you awesome things. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The people fall under you. Hallelujah. And we understand. David let his light shine wherever he went. Hallelujah. Is your light shining today for us? Proverbs 14, 4 through 5. Where no oxen are, the trough is clean. But much increase comes by the strength of an oxen. A faithful witness does not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. Who is in darkness and who is in light? Don't let a lie come out of your mouth, because that puts darkness in you and dulls your light. Your light shines best when the truth is told. We got to allow God to use us to help others. Their light shine with your light. Because the more light that we allow to shine, there is no place for darkness to hide. No place for darkness to run. Because the light will cover it every time. Let your light shine bright, family. As we get into our New Testament word, we are in Luke chapter 11, verse 29 through 54. And this is Jesus talking about. This is where our title comes from. And Jesus is letting us about lightness, about the light that comes from you. And he puts the Pharisees, he puts all these folks on notice. And some get a little offended. He don't care, because the truth is the truth. And Jesus spoke the truth always. He spoke it in parables, and he spoke it outright. And I always felt like Jesus was like, if the sandal fits, put it on and wear it. So let's get into this wonderful word this morning. It says, and while the crowds were trickling, gathered together. And I'm sorry, that is thickly. And the crowds were thickly gathered together. In other words, there was hardly no room to move your body. It was tight in there. He began to say, this is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, and no sign will be given to except the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so also the Son of Man will be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed are greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will raise up in the judgment with the generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here. And we know the queen of the south was the queen of Sheba. Mighty, powerful woman who came to study under Solomon. Who came to see if he was all that. And what we would say, I should say, my generation would say, and a man was it. But he was more than that. Because there are those that say that not only did she take knowledge of God and her faith with her from visiting with Solomon, but she also took a bun in the oven. And that is why you have the descendants of the Ethiopian people of Jewish descent. They come from the Queen of Sheba and Solomon. That is what is said. So only God knows the truth, and only Solomon and the Queen know the truth. Amen. And as we continue in this word, but Jesus told us who she was. I'm going to read it again. The Queen of the South will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed are greater than Solomon is here. And we know that light is Jesus. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with the generation and with this generation and condemn it, but they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here. It's Jesus. And as Jesus goes on to say, no one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand, that those who come in may see the light. The lamp of the body is the, therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. Hallelujah. Is your light shining this morning? Are you allowing God to use you? Is that light shining bright in you today? When people see you, do they see the light of God in your smile, the light of God in your walk, the light of God in your talk, the light of God in everything you do? Do they see your light shining this morning? And as he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in and sat down to eat. When the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. Then the Lord said to him, now, you Pharisees, make the outside of the cup and dish clean. But your inward part is full of greed and wickedness. Foolish ones, Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But rather give alms of such things as you have, and indeed all things are clean to you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe the mint and rue and all manner of herbs and pass by justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. What are you Pharisees? For you love the best seats in the synagogue and greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like graves which are not seen, and the men who walk over them are not aware of them. Then one of the lawyers answered and said to him, Teacher, by saying these things you reproach us also. Okay. When you're going to question the Savior, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Because then Jesus said, and he said, woe to you also, liar. For you load men with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burden with one of your fingers. Woe to you. For you build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. In fact, you bear witness that you approve the deeds of your fathers, but they indeed killed them, and you built their tombs. Therefore, the wisdom of God also said, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of generations, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the temple. Yes, I say to you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in you hindered. And as he said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to expel him venomously and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him into something he might say that they might accuse him. What a word this morning. And I have a couple of life lessons from Luke chapter 11, verse 35 first. Take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. How can the light within us actually be darkness? It happens when we mistake religious dogmatism and man-made tradition for genuine spirituality, deal for God, but not according to knowledge. Come on now. Let's go over to Romans chapter 10, verse number 2. So Romans 10 and 2. When we go to Romans 10, verse 2, it's about love. And it says, for I can testify about them. Let's go back actually up to chapter 10, verse 1. Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. Hey, for I can testify about them that they are zealous for God. But their zeal is not based on knowledge, since they did not know the righteousness of God and sought to establish their own. They did not submit to God's righteousness. Christ is the culmination of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses writes this about the righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, do not say to your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the dust, that is also to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we claim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You will be saved. But it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. But there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord, whew, hallelujah, is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And I have just read Romans chapter 10, verses 1 through 13. Hallelujah. Is your light shining today? And I love this next life lesson, and it says, in Luke 11 and 45, teacher, by saying these things, you reproach us also. Although Jesus knew how to answer tough questions and the life of Manasseh, he did not neglect the truth to remain popular. He never shrank from rebuking those who needed it. He still does it. You better understand, Jesus didn't play. If the shoe was fitting, you better just go on and wear it, because he told you the truth about yourself. And we got to understand it is the truth that sets us free. Thank you so much, family. It is all I have today. I do have a prayer from our 365 days of prayer, as well as a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning. And our prayer for this morning is present. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. And I like to say, our light is shining bright. And that comes from 1 John 4:12 NLT. Present one, our prayer this morning is, ever present one, you are the full expression of love. Wherever there is love that lays down offenses, there you are. Where there is love that chooses to express itself in kindness rather than manipulation, there you are again. I may not know what your features look like, but I know you in your character. Give me deeper revelation, knowledge of your presence as I look for signs of you in my life. You don't complicate matters. You simplify them. I know I will find you when I look for you. I see you at work in families, healing, and communities rallying around their members. May I be a vessel of your love, being made more like you, even as I seek to know you. As I look to you, let me resemble the goodness of my Father more and more until the days run out and you have come again. I long for that day, but in the meantime, I choose to live out your ways, not my own. Hallelujah. And I just want to say, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Hallelujah. Pastor McDowell wrote those lyrics, and all I can say is, let us give ourselves away today to our Daddy God, so that our light can shine. Hallelujah. And a word is this. Where do you see God's love at work in the lives of those around you? Hallelujah. I see it in each and every one of you. Let God's light shine in you. And as we get ready to wrap it up this morning, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And a word from our sister this morning is this. Good morning. Sometimes it's the loss of things that makes you appreciate what you have. Remember, there's always someone else who's worse off than you. Be grateful. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Again, be grateful that God gave his son for you. Be grateful that he rose again for you. Be grateful that he sits on his Father's right side, interceding every moment, every day, every hour, every minute, every second for you. Be grateful. and let your light shine today. That's all I got. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other in the holy name, the light of the world. Hallelujah. Through the way, the truth, and the life, our Savior Jesus Christ, I pray for each and every one of you. I pray for your family. And I ask God again to watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. Be blessed, family. Let your beautiful light shine, for you are all sons and daughters of the Most High God, and he loves you more than anything. Have a blessed day, family. It is, as we say on Moving Forward, it's a wrap. Why? Because we are some prayer warriors, and we are always willing, ready, available, and presently praying for each and every one of you. Continue to pray for our planet. Pray for our world, that wicked men be allowed to destroy what our Father God has created, the beauty of his holiness, which is this planet and everything in it, including you and I. So we lift up our world today to our Father God, asking him to watch over us, to guide us, and to lead us into love. For love is the key that conquers hate. And love is light that conquers darkness. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap. Why? Because this girl's got to go to work. Love you all. Be blessed.